This is another episode of Stand Up Comedy, your host and MC, celebrating 40 plus years on the fringe of show business. Stories, interviews, and comedy sets from the famous and not so famous. Here's your host and MC, Scott Edwards.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Stand Up Comedy, your host and MC on another Audience of One Wednesday bonus show. And again, as part of our holiday treat, my good friend and comedian Bob Worley has got some special information on tomorrow's St. Patrick's Day. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Bob Worley.
Hey, Scott. Hey, everybody. Happy St. Patrick's Day. That's right, Scott. Tomorrow is St. Patrick's Day. You know, when I thought I would serve up a little treat for you and your viewers, and of course for myself.
Well, that sounds great. What do you have planned for us, Bob?
Oh, okay. Well, as you can see here, I'm in my garage. Well, as I like to call it a workshop, but it's really a garage. I've set up a few festive green beverages in honor of St. Patrick's Day, and I thought I would just, taste test them and let your viewers and you know, people around know what's good for it. You know, the taste with the drinking and the stuff for St. Patrick's Day.
Well, I think that's a great idea. When I had the chain of comedy clubs, we always served green beer on St. Patrick's Day. Well, you'll have to describe what you're tasting because this is a podcast. We can't see you.
No. Wait. Oh, that's here. Here's the problem. I had the lights off. There, is that better? Anyway, here we go.
Bob.
All right. Well, as you can see, this first one is obviously the Shamrock Shake. And it's got a nice green color to it. It's non-alcoholic, so kids and other people that don't like alcohol can drink it as well. So let me take a little taste. Yep, Shamrock Shake. Yeah, it's all right. I mean, it's not my thing, but a lot of people seem to like it. I mean, it's a big seller at McDonald's, for sure.
Those are really good. Everybody lines up for those around this time of year at McDonald's. The Shamrock Shake. Well, thanks for sharing.
Yeah. So anyways, let me move along. And as you can see, this is obviously the green beer. Now, this beer here is the Harp Lager. It's a Irish beer, a little light, not too heavy. And as you see, there's a little green dye in it, which gives it the green tint. And a lot of people like Guinness Stout. The problem is you put the green dye in it, and then you can't see anything. It's just like muddied water. So that to me is off the list as a St. Patrick's Day drink. Anyways, let me try this, the Harp. And oh, yeah, that's refreshing.
I love a good Irish beer. And making it green, that's a great tradition for St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, yeah, that's good stuff right there. You know, nice, light, you know, just not too filling. That's pretty good. Yeah,
you drank that down pretty fast, Bob.
Excuse me. Anyways, hey, what's this over here? I didn't see this one here. I think my assistant, Lisanne, forgot to set this one out. It's a little green jar, like a mason jar, but look at that green tent. Oh my gosh, that's beautiful. Hey, you know what? Let's try this right now.
Well, wait. Are you sure, Bob?
Absolutely. Just take it. Oh, here we go. Oh, let me take a little gulp here. Give me a second. Oh, man. Woo! Wow. Boy, that has some kick to it.
Well, didn't you say you were in the garage, Bob?
Oh, man, that is a burning sensation down my chest, into my stomach, God. I'm thinking there's some Irish whiskey in this one, man, because this, boy, let me take another drink.
Bob, I don't think you should be doing that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, maybe a little bit of cream de menthe. I don't know. What?
Dad?
Yeah?
Where did you get that? I didn't set that out.
No, it came right off the shelf, right over here.
Oh, my God. What? Oh, my God. Dad, that's antifreeze.
No. Come on.
Oh, my God. Stop drinking it.
No. Oh. Bob.
Oh, my God. No, Scott, we have to go to the hospital again.
I guess we're leaving, Scott. Hey, are you sure? Because this is pretty good.
For God's sake, stop drinking it. Scott, we gotta go.
Oh, geez. I'm so sorry, Lisanne. Well, you better go get his stomach pumped or something. I hope everything gets sorted out. Bob, are you okay?
Scott, I'm gonna be fine. Don't even worry about it. You know, if we've learned one thing today, is don't, just because it's green, don't drink it. Anyway, happy St. Patrick's Day, everybody.
Oh, that's good. Oh, geez. Ladies and gentlemen, please listen. This is a safety message. Do not do not drink antifreeze, no matter what color it is and how appetizing might look or what holiday it is. My good friend Bob Worley is on the way to the hospital. I will check back and make sure he's okay. But hey, thanks for joining us for another Audience of One with Bob Worley in our holiday special. Stay tuned. There's more to come. Bye.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of Stand Up Comedy, Your Host and MC. For information on the show, merchandise, and our sponsors, or to send comments to Scott, visit our website at www.standupyourhostandmc.com. Look for more episodes soon and enjoy the world of stand-up comedy. Visit a comedy showroom near you.